You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in the ministry to compete, you are in the ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. To bless you this morning for your faithfulness, your mercies that endures forever. I want to thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you. You are the good Father. Thank you. Your throne, you are God in your own class. The only one who can be called God. Who bless you. Who bless you, Lord. This morning, we ask, dear Father, that you will open our eyes of understanding. We will not wrestle with the letters, but we will encounter your word, and you will transform us from inside out. Thank you, glorious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God meant. And I want to do that prophetically this morning. Is that okay? Yes. Stretch your hands towards the platform. Pulpit. You will decree in the name that is above all names upon every kidnappers in this land. This week, God search them out. Now pray that prayer simply. Pray. Search them out. Search them out. Let your fire visit them. Pronounce judgment. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we are asking that your justice will be centered on this land, and you will visit the den and hideout of every kidnapper. Expose them. We'll declare them vulnerable in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' powerful name we are praying. Let the church say, hallelujah. God bless you. You may please be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. With so much joy, gladness, and honor in our heart, I'd like us to please celebrate the worship crew for that amazing. Please do it well. Thank you. Amen. I guarantee you have been ministered to this morning. Thank you. I just felt like the fire ministration could just go on and on and on. Don't we celebrate this great people again? One more time, I have my friend in the house, Pastor Kenny, help me celebrate him. Hallelujah. Now, this morning I want to tell you a story, and it will be a foundation to the team that will be checking this month. And unlike every other month we've had, or the month we've had past, time past, this morning we will be checking the same topic that we'll be looking into during the Bible studies, because it's so deep and so long. All right, so you will permit me to be a bit deeper this morning. I will try as much as I can to be much more slower so you can catch up. Is that okay? I said, is that okay? Alright, good. Pastor Julius already laid foundations on Tuesday, last week Tuesday, so no no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. So I'll be attempting to put a block on that foundation. Is that okay? Just for the sake of accurate understanding. Now, I do not believe that it is the duty of a pastor to rush over topics. And one of the basic things you need to learn to do, if you will pastor people successfully, is to learn to repeat the same thing over and over again with different topics. Amen? Because it takes a while for understanding to come. Yeah, so you have to repeat again and again. I'd like to celebrate NCCF President, his wife. Help bring them to the front. Please help me celebrate him. Thank you. Keep clapping till he gets to the front where he can sit there. Please don't stop clapping. Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. So honored to have you on the church page, either the Facebook page, Instagram page, WhatsApp platform. Alright, so after this teaching, you can go download the message, What Do You Know About War? Alright, so you can have a very good background to what we'll be looking into. That was the message of the retreat last year. Right? So we still rushed over many things then. So if you attended the retreat, now you'll be catching up with many things. Please pay in attention, and you permit me to close just a little bit late, right, compared to the time we used to close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1 of the Bible, back to the very beginning. Let's start from the beginning. Genesis chapter number 1. Like I said, you permit me to go a bit deeper, and please catch up for to strengthen your heart in Jesus' name. Now, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The original word there is the word heavens and the earth. I'd like to read again, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. Somebody say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the word there is not God is creating. The word there is God created. All right, that shows that God finished what he was making. Amen. So God finished the heavens as much as he finished the earth. God doesn't have uncompleted building. He finishes what he starts. As a matter of fact, God starts from the end before going to the beginning. So he's perfection in himself. He's not a person. He's a spirit. John chapter number 4, for God is that spirit. Sorry? Yeah. Okay. John 4 also talk about God as a spirit. All right. And then they that worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Then Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, said, for God is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. So if the Bible said God created, it means God created. He finished what he started. So, the heavens and the earth were concluded in Genesis chapter number 1, verse 1. But in Genesis chapter number 2, 1 verse 2, we have an interruption. And the Bible said in verse 2, and the earth was without form and void. Amen. So, if you read the scripture ordinarily, you will likely see God as the God who doesn't perfect what he started. So, he finished creating, but in verse 2, the Bible said the earth was without form and void. The Bible did not say the heaven was without form and void. Just the earth. Amen. Somebody said the earth was without form and void. Void. So, something happened to the earth in Genesis 1, 2 that did not happen to the heavens. The Bible did not say the heaven was without form and void. The Bible said the earth alone But something happened there again, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So, number one, things got scattered. Number two, things got emptied. Number three, we were introduced to a personality called darkness. The word darkness here is not an atmospheric condition. The word darkness here is a personality that is coming to man over the head as God is manning over the heavens. So darkness here is an embodiment of a being, not the condition of the atmosphere. You see, it takes us having atmospheric light before we can talk about atmospheric darkness. God made atmospheric light in Genesis chapter number 1, verse 14. So the darkness here was not for the absence of the sun. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Full stop. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So, many of those things were written in coded languages. Because the light here is still not the sun. And just as this darkness here is not for the absence of the sun. But in Genesis 1, verse 1, and Genesis 1, verse 2, a lot had gone, you know, a lot had happened in the sequence of what God was doing that was hidden from us. And that's why the truth of Scripture is not established from one passage. It is in the mouth of two or three witnesses that the truth shall be established. So, one of the ways the devil starts wrong religion or false doctrine is to help you try to coin out the truth from one scripture. So, if the Bible said the earth was without form and void, something had happened. And that is where we are going to. In between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1 verse 2, there was a space of over 6 billion years. From Genesis 1, verse 2, till now, it's just roughly above 6,000 years. From Matthew 1 till now, it's just roughly above 2,000 years. It was not just too long that Jesus came, but long ago. If men were getting old, Jesus might have been like probably our grandfather. The head is very old, but mankind is not as old as we think. Our journey really this morning is to trace what happened. Whatever happened here wasn't normal. Whatever happened here is something we must pay attention to. Because if the one who emptied what God did is not properly checked and looked into, and it can still empty many more things. This is the beginning of our warfare. So, let's check. But one of the things that should show to you that you've been reading your Bible wrongly is that in Genesis 1 verse 2, the Bible said that the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. So the waters were already created. What you have in Genesis 1 is not the account of creation. What you have in Genesis 1 is the account of recreation. The man that God made in Genesis 1 verse 26 is not the first living being to walk the earth. And this is where we are really going. And that's why I said, permit me to go deeper this morning. So, let's trace our history. Follow me please to the book of Revelation, chapter number 12. Revelation 12. If you are there, say amen. The story there started with the story of a woman that was clothed with a son that was in the wilderness to give birth, and then so on so forth happened. She had to be taken up. I'm going to share that story properly during one of our Bible stories, because all these things have meanings. But in verse 7, we are seeing something that we were not shown in Genesis 1:1, and never happened anywhere in the Bible. So, whatever it is we want to read about in Genesis 1 and Revelation 12, verse 7, we know that from Adam till date, it didn't happen. So it must have happened somewhere in between the line, between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And what was it? And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. Amazing. And prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. So neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. The devil has several names. One of the names is called his Leviathan, that shows his deceptive capabilities. Another name he was called is Beelzebub. Beelzebub is the Hebrew word for the kind of fly you find in your toilet. That's the Lord of all flies. And really, medically, that fly is known to carry 200 varieties of diseases. Meaning that if you let Beelzebub perch on your heart, he has many things to offer. But here, he was called by a name, the old serpent. And we also saw that name in Genesis chapter number 3, that the serpent was more subtle than every beast. I like us to keep linking scriptures. So, in verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So, if the Bible said, when the Satan was casted out, It deceives the whole world, it means there was a world. You see, science doesn't negate scriptures. Science only confirms what is in scriptures. As a matter of fact, the scripture is the foundation for science. Let me give you this illustration. If you look at the principle of aerodynamics, you will see that that principle itself is established on the principle of the foundations of God. You can build a law around gravity because you know gravity is a constant. God won't suddenly change and everything will start floating. So, I think Newton's first law of motion will say every object remains in a uniform state of motion unless compelled to change state by an external force. But God, someone made it so. Science doesn't negate God. Science reveals what God has done. So sometimes you see archaeologists talking about excavation of skeletons of dinosaurs. All right, and there's something called carbon dating. All right, so I did carbon dating over and over and over again. So they have to date back. We are not here to do chemistry. Amen. Alright, so meaning that you can get a fossil or a material and then you can date the year of existence. And most times they date all those things and you hear 6 billion years. The reason why atheists don't believe in your gospel is because they know what they are saying about the year of certain things are real. You are the one who doesn't know. You don't know because you have been told that, you see, there was nothing, but there were things. There was a war. Something happened to that world, and that's the foundation of warfare. So the old dragon was casted down from heaven. And the Bible said he was the one that deceives the world. Listen, I want to show you somewhere in that. Revelation 12. Somewhere I want you to see. Verse 4. And he still drew the top part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour a child as soon as it was born. Let me give you an illustration of this briefly. You see, Adam was a project. But the project did not see the light of the day before this scripture was fulfilled. As soon as this man child was born, there was a dragon waiting to devour his existence. No real man had walked the face of the earth until Jesus came. He was the first real man to walk the earth. Man as God intended. And that's why he was called Son of Man. No man! Before Adam could see the light of the day, Adam was more than you can imagine. As a matter of fact, after the fall, it took him hundreds of years to learn to die. It took Methuselah 900 plus to learn to die. They were not used to it. It was not in the nature of man to die. As a matter of fact, listen, in the book of Genesis chapter number 3, the man that God made, the spirit was not Eden, the spirit was the externality. That's why they were naked, not ashamed, because of a glory that shone from the inside. Man was deep. He was big. He was a being that the devil saw and wondered, what kind is this? What kind of species is this? Adam will walk the head, fly with the birds, give them names. The lions will see him and they will land just perch beside him. None could do him harm. He was God in his own class. He was given dominion. You know what dominion means? That is, go ahead and exercise authority over everything in every realm. Except heaven. Because if you are an ambassador of a kingdom, your authority flows from that kingdom. So Adam was a powerful being. God was amazed when Adam heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden, and he hid himself. It was not in your making, O man, to know fear. God had to ask, Adam, where are you? And that's not a question of geography. That's a question of alignment. Now, Adam. And he said, I heard your voice walking in the garden, and I hid myself. I am naked. God had to ask, who told you? Because the glory on you is not supposed to fade like that. A consciousness came to the ear of the gate, to the gate of the ear. And then you became naked because of the consciousness. Man knew shame for the first time. New fear. Different creatures discovered something that happened to his captor. And even a small dog will bark at him. That wasn't the intention of God.
said the tail of the dragon drew top part of the stars of heaven. The stars of heaven is not talking about the constellations. Let me show you. Job chapter number 38. Oh, thank you. If you are there, say amen. Wait for those who are not there. Job 38. Now, Job had been talking to God about how perfect he had been, about how good he had been, how he had made covenant with his eyes not to look upon a maid. If you use King James Bible, you'll see that Job 38 was written in red, showing that it was a scripture in the Old Testament where God did the talking. And what happened there? God spoke to Job in Job 38 verse 1. He said, then God answered Job out of the wild wind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me. God wants to set questions for a man. God asked him a question in verse 7. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea without doors, when it break forth as if it had issued out of the womb, when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling bound for it, and break up for a decreed place, and set bars and doors, and hitherto shalt thou come, and shalt thou come but no further, and here shall the proud wave be stayed. Now God was asking him, when the morning stars sang together for joy, Job, where were you? The word morning star describes the angels. So when the Bible said that the tail of the dragon drew top part of the stars, it means 1/3 of the angels in heaven fell with him. It's called the Great Rebellion. There was a serious war, and the devil meant business. So let's look at the account of the war in the broader terms in the book of Isaiah chapter number 14. Isaiah chapter number 14. If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. Let's start the reading from verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? So, when he fell, there were nations. But thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. You need to pay attention to the north side, because when the Bible said help doesn't come from the east or the west, the Bible did not say help doesn't come from the north, because God sits in the north side. And I think at this point I need to have one more foundation. Heaven is not up. The devil did not fall from up. And hell is not down. Okay? There is no map in the spirit realm. No map. Heaven is a realm. You can't use physical location to describe a realm. So, hold on. When the Bible said, as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, it's not talking about kilometer distance or meters. It's talking about level of wisdom of a realm. For instance, If you look at the measures with which coronavirus has been contained, you will discover that it reveals somehow the strength of China. They have robots that go serve people food in the clinic. They have robots, robotic vehicles that will self-drive and spray different kind of disinfectants on the street. So, thank God for God's mercy in Nigeria. If not, what shall the righteous say? And of course, I know you believe that most pastors will begin to pray for you from afar. Be blessed, take it there. And then, if you sneeze once, can we share the grace? But you discover that kingdom differs to each other in glory. So the distance of the heaven and the earth is not kilometer, it's a realm. That is also the distance between a spiritual man and a carnal man. They operate from two realms. So they see things differently. A man is dead and the body is laid down. Somebody is alive standing beside him. The distance between them is not kilometer. They're in two different realms, though close. So you call, he can't hear because the door of that realm is short. Realms. So when the devil fell from heaven, he was falling from a realm. When Jesus said in Luke 10 that I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. That's a realm. Even in heaven there are realms because God doesn't dwell in heaven. He ascended far above all heavens. He only makes his administration in heaven. No king lives on the throne. And that's why if you look at Revelation 4, the way the throne of God was described is bigger than Nigeria. From the throne, there is a river. And the river is sea of glass. Around the throne, 24 elders. Then there's what looks like a rainbow. The throne is bigger than this. If the one that sits upon the throne makes the earth his footstool, and how big is this throne? Now, just look at it in terms of proportionality. Try, just use your head. He that sits upon that throne makes the head. If you don't fear God, you don't know him. If you doubt God, you don't know him. When this big God tells you, I will make this happen to you, you are racking your head that how shall these things be? Miracle is God's common sense. He doesn't have to think to bless you or lift you. So the devil fell. While he was attempting to take the throne of God. But you see, there are many things I want us to trace as we are looking at this teaching. Every man that temptation really in itself, the Bible said, will fall into temptation when you are drawn away in your own lust, meaning that the devil is not primarily responsible for temptation. You can't be afraid of the devil that makes the devil fall. That devil is called self. Because there was no Lucifer that came to deceive Lucifer, but self can do what the devil can do if it is not tamed. So the devil said to himself, meaning that you can be free from the devil but not free from you. I will ascend above the thrones of God. I will ascend above the stars of heaven. This was a beautiful angel. God did so much works on him. By next week Sunday, I'll be showing you the anatomy of the devil. Yeah, he has anatomy. There were stones that God made him with. Just like you can study the anatomy of a man, his anatomy is in the Bible. If you study his anatomy well, you will not want to go to hell. Because it is as though he has been fortified to. Because hell is not even his destination. He dwells there. He doesn't feel anything. man was made from the dust. You see, there are many things you have to be careful of in the Bible. Let me give you an instance. When God came to show the woman, the man, and the serpent the consequence of the fall, in the book of Genesis chapter number 3, one of the things God told the serpent is that, upon your belly shall you crawl the days of your life, and he said, you will eat the dust. And God now told man, you are dust, and to the dust shall you return. Mean that an ordinary man is the food for the serpent. Look at how he apportioned food, meal ticket. He can eat them just anytime he wants. I am more than dust. Papa. Verse 13, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. The Most High is not God. Sorry. Because in the book of Psalms 91, we're told that he that dwelleth in the secret place of who? Shall abide in the shadows of who? The Most High is the one who has been given a name that is higher than all names. That's Jesus. Please pay attention. We're going somewhere. So when you come in through Jesus, you dwell under the wing of God. That's Psalms 91 in New Translation. So, he said, I will be like the Most High. Meaning that the contention of the devil is to be like Christ. He doesn't like Christ on that position. So if you are Christ, you are a bone of contention. I will be like the Most High. I will sit above the mount of the congregation. He had a battle plan. You see, the devil had a plan. He was propagating it in heaven. He was spreading his intention. You know, and then he would talk to one angel. You know, he was a being of influence. God allowed him access. He was a very fine creature. If you see the devil is not a man with tribal marks. The devil is a fine being. You will fall for him. It's cute. Don't think you see one devil. You know, Yoruba movies have done so much in showing you one guy who wears black with one palm oil on his head and some horns. The devil has no horn. The Bible said he was made of perfect stones. He was a being of beauty such that the angels will look upon and marvel. He was raised to show God's craftsmanship. It's very good looking, full of splendor. And you see, you don't know anything about majesty because the head is corrupt. But you need to know what majesty is by looking at the beings of heaven. The devil is a majestic creature. Now let me see, the devil is no ordinary man. I hear people say that, you know, the devil doesn't have power. Oh, he has power. See, he only has words, he has power. If the Bible said we wrestle against principalities and powers, then there is power. So it was a being that was full of splendor. But he had more intention. So he started talking to the angels. You know what? We can take that one. And let me say this to you. God is not what you think he is. The Father himself has made it so that the Son will be the express image of his glory. So Jesus is the earthly name of the word that he had to take when he was coming to the earth. So there are three that bears witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and who? The Spirit. So there is the Word is the express image of the Father. God himself wasn't dwelling with them. He's in their administration. When Stephen was being stoned, and he said, I beheld one like the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. He was saying something. The right hand of God is not the right side of the throne. The right hand of God is a realm around the throne. You see, and that's why I said we need to understand our history. For instance, if you read the Bible, Ezekiel gave us very good glimpse about what God showed him about the throne room. He saw the cherubims having six wings, with twain they covered their eyes, with twain they covered their feet, with twain they did fly. But you will discover that nobody in the Old Testament gave us any clue about the 20 and four elders, because they were not there. How did I know? And the book of Revelation 4, the Bible described them. They have a robe on them, then they have a crown. The robe is white. Those who are washed with the blood, they have a crown. Those who overcame, angels don't wear crown. So, this is the way the throne of God is. This is the original intention of God from the beginning. This was what the devil was fighting. The one who is the perfect image of God now is a man. When Christ died, he died as a man. He rose up a life-giving spirit, but entered his body back and took it. He is currently occupying the position of the original intention of God. The first Adam couldn't do it. Christ had to come and get it done. So, around the throne of God, his chief administrators are men. When John saw Revelation 4, they were 24, but now they have increased and they will keep. Depending on when any man enters that statue. Because you see, the destiny of a man is the product of his decision. I don't have time to show to you. There are many things to learn, please, Father. And one of those things is that every one of us have equal opportunity to rank high with God. It is not a man's platform that ranks him. It is obedience to the opportunities God presents him. And they come. For instance, the body of Christ might be praying that Leah Sharibu, for instance, should be, I'm just giving you an instance, or maybe just anybody who has been kidnapped, trying to be killed, should be released, and then just like the church prayed that Peter should be released. And yes, you can secure a release, but really, in the equation of God, she may later still die as one who didn't rank really as high as she could have been if she had been killed. That's why I say, if you don't understand what I just said, now leave it. Just discard it. Okay. I will ascend above the height of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and consider the saying, is this the man that make the head tremble, and that it shake the kingdoms, that made the whole world as a wilderness, and destroyed the city thereof? So are you seeing that when the Bible said the earth was without form and void, it was actually destroyed? Is somebody following? Hello. Can we read again that book of Isaiah chapter 14? Trying to be as slow as possible for me to catch up. Now let me read from here again. Verse 16. Isaiah 14 verse 16. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, that destroyed the cities thereof? So when God made the heavens and the earth, there were cities, there were civilizations. They were destroyed. that opened not the house of his prisoners? So, let me ask you a question. Are there differences? Is there a difference between angels and fallen angels and demons? Because demons outnumber men at least 1,000 to 1. Yeah. And that's why if you are wasting your time to cast out a demon, then you are a child. As a matter of fact, the idea is this, that demons will see you and then scream out. He's coming out. Gone. Because light shines and darkness cannot withstand. When the devil fell, many things happened that were acts of mercy upon our world. Let's trace. Like I said, we want to trace our history. So let's trace one of them to the book of Jude. Thank you, God. Okay. Thank you. All right. If you're in the book of Jude, say big amen. Let me take it to you. Verse. Okay, verse 6. Jude 1, verse 6. Let us say amen. Say that amen loud and clear. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Meaning that there were angels that fell with the devil. And while the devil was being cast to the head, God said, hey, you don't go. Hey, don't go, come. You too, don't go, come. You too, don't go, come. And he had to reserve those ones in jail. There are other categories. Let me show you another category. These ones are in chain. They have no influence upon the earth. But after rapture, they will be released. While we will be with Christ for the 1,000-year millennium reign, they will be released. The earth will see the greatest terror it has seen. Somebody asked me a question, and now I'm debating into end-time event. During the millennium reign, will people still be giving birth? What will happen to the fetuses people are carrying during the rapture? Where will all the babies go? Get set. These are the things we'll be checking in another episode. So don't miss service. If not, amazingly, we have wonderful technical guys, because most times, when they are done recording, they say, Pastor, we can't find the recording. So, be here. Let's check another category of angels that fell in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Say amen. Now, Ephesians 6 from verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's the last rank. These ones are not permitted to influence the head. They are to be left there. They are spiritual wickedness in high places. The word high places there is the word cosmos. Above the biosphere. So, God preserved the head. Now, somebody asks a question. Why is it that when the devil rebelled to save us of all this stress, why didn't God just kill him? Since God could have just said, "Oh, Lucifer, cease to exist." The idea is simple. If God had killed him, thousands like him would have risen. Because God will have been an object of fear, not an object of love. Fear will have been the motivation. This is, if you study the administration of God as somebody who is going into governance, you will lead well. Because you discover that Boko Haram is this strong now. Because when their first leader was captured, he was shot dead. You don't kill an idea with a bullet. You let it grow. Capture it. Trace the root. As long as their leader is alive, they will not have another. Kill Osama bin Laden, 10,000 like him will rise. The parable of the sower. Alright, a man sowed a good seed on his field. At midnight, the enemy came and sowed tears among the wheat. He saw them when they were still tender, but he said, "Let them grow together." If the enemy see that you uproot it too early, he will come and plant more that you will not be able to identify. So, God is the only wise God. And you can't fight with a wise man and win. So, if you are insulting God, God will not tell you to keep quiet and he will not kill you. Allow you so he can know the number of people that have your intentions. So, the third star of angels that fell were those who are thinking what he was thinking. If you are quick to react, you are not like God. As a matter of fact, you are not wise. You will not know your real enemies. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, God allowed, watched him, and saw all those he had gathered, and sent them back. As a matter of fact, heaven is a place that repels anything that is not of God. So, just by the virtue of what they did, they triggered a law that made it possible that there was no place found for them. Something that entered into them that heaven cannot retain. Let me give you an instance. It's just like, you know, taking a bottle of oil into a swimming pool and you pour it under the water, it will float. It is not designed to hold such liquid. So, you start rebelling against God. Creation is designed to rebel against you. Simple. Anything that obeys God rebels against the man that disobeys God. Don't forget that law. As a matter of fact, if you are married and either your husband or your wife is giving you serious problem, they are only a reflection of your rebellion towards God. Now, don't worry. You don't have to get it now. Just write it down. Your children can show you the kind of child you are to God. Tell him, "Junior, sit down. Look at you. His forehead will be bouncing your words back." Because when God tells you, "Go here," you tell me, "Show me scriptures." Now I have to round up. But we have seen that there were a lot to the fall of the devil. But above all, he wanted something. And the Most High is the representation of that thing. So, let me round up by saying this. I beg for permission to close a bit later. I'll round up now. How did the devil enter into the garden? Because Eden was not a garden. God didn't plant ugu, mango. And the reason why you've always seen a garden is because that's what you can relate with. The Garden of Eden. Fantastic. Eden simply means open heavens. So, Eden was a region around which there is direct contact between heaven and earth. It was open. You see, the door of the spirit realm was not closed until men fell. Angels that were carrying sword, flaming sword, were placed to guard the presence. Because without perversion, man will enter and build false. He can enter the spirit realm and manipulate laws. The Tower of Babel is not a tall building. The Tower of Babel is a building that helps you to manipulate the realms. It's a tower of idolatry. Now when you look at, they were building a tower that was reaching into the heavens. What do you think? They were just walking with the angels that fell to manipulate realms. God saw if they continue like this, they will have access to the spirit realm. He scattered their language. And there were many things in the Bible that we're not really giving insight to until we start reading in between the lines. Because Cain and Abel married somebody. Who made them? Who gave birth to them? Nebuchadnezzar said, if anyone will not bow to my golden staff, I will kill the fellow. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow. What about Daniel? These are questions to ask. Daniel could not be told to bow because they had called him God. So he was in the class of those they should bow to. Meaning that the policy of every land cannot affect everybody, depending on the realm you are operating from. In every location, there's a back door. Depends on your realm. Say the block visa to America. It depends on who you are. How did the serpent get into the Garden of Eden? Adam brought him. Not Eve. Man did not fall through him. Man fell through Adam. And the reason why I will have to tell you now is because the mistake still lingers. God told Adam. God didn't give the woman the instruction. He gave the man. For a reason. Because in the kingdom, leadership is not a rulership. Your husband only becomes your ruler when you are rebelling against God. He shall rule over you, the fallen one. That's why I said the kind of person you marry rebels, either it mirrors either your rebellion or your obedience. If you marry somebody who is your ruler, then you are rebellious. Because if you are the head God, you don't marry a ruler. You marry a leader. So, God told Adam, don't eat of every tree in the garden, you may eat. But of the tree in the middle of the garden, thou shalt not eat. But when the serpent came, the woman said, God said, we should not eat, neither should we touch. So the devil was there when Adam, he saw when Adam was communicating to her, and he stretched the truth. When you stretch the truth, it doesn't become more truthful. It becomes a lie. So the devil saw. He knew who to go through. Adam could have done it out of zeal. That don't even go there. But you can't help God and succeed. So help those who help themselves was the reason for our fall. And when the devil saw she was not holding the real truth, he came for the one who was holding the counterfeit. So when you hold God's word and stretch it, you are building a false religion. There are many things to trace in the light of this. But the devil doesn't operate anywhere until somebody makes a channel, a loophole for him. The first entrance of the devil to the new man, that's Adam, was because of lack of real information on the side of the woman. The devil is still operating. I'd like you to know that he's not your friend. He has very serious level of hatred towards man. The Bible said his goal is simple: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The word kill there doesn't mean he wants to take breath from your nostrils. No. The word kill there means he wants to take what you are living for. Let's leave that. For instance, what's her name? This fine girl. You don't know that fine girl? Delilah. Their sister. A fine babe. She was a wounded girl. He likes to keep their kind alive, so they can get many injured also. The principle is simple. Then Exodus chapter number 2 spoke to Pharaoh: kill the male child of the Hebrews, but leave the female alive. Meaning, join them with something that is dead. The same will happen to them. So don't think the devil wants, when the devil has real agents, he wants them alive. It is when he sees the tendency of their redemption that he tries to snatch them off before they redeem their redeemed. Real agent of the devil used to live long. Because they are useful. And you don't change the winning team. To steal means the devil will not come and steal something from you. It's not operating your level of wisdom. If you have a phone and the devil wants to steal your phone, it gives you water. It will make you so exciting you will drop your phone. You will take this one, he picks your phone. So he steals by giving. So to know what I've been stolen from you, check what entered your life. At what point did something leave? Check at what point did something else enter. You used to be so conscious of the glory of God. Now you don't see it again. What entered? Lift your hands to God. Say, I am not ignorant of the devices of the devil. I know the truth. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to fear. I'm a child of God. Lift your hands. My eyes of understanding are enlightened. Go ahead, decree. Just decree. Decree. I understand the strategies of the devil.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you highly lifted up, shining in light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 I want to see you. To see you highly lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. I want to see your face. I want to see you.
Amen. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet. In the next 1 minute, we want to give an open door. Any seed you have noticed in your life that is not planted by God, be it sickness, be it a state of life, command them to be uprooted in the name that is above all names. Go ahead, decree and declare with power. Don't pray quiet prayers from the days of John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Siana makam teko balabati ata balabati ko brotish. Take over, Jesus, take over. Take over, Jesus, take over. I cannot make it my home. Holy Spirit, take over. I cannot make it on my own. Jesus, take over. Take over, Jesus, take over. Take over, Jesus, take over. I cannot make it on my own. Holy Spirit, take over. I cannot do it on my own. Baba, take over. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory fall. But heaven doesn't look like you. That is manifest itself in me. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is still reflecting in me. Take it away, oh. Take it away. Take it away, oh. Take it away. Take it away, oh. Take it away. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please look up. Look up. Let me show you one secret. You'll find out, particularly in our contemporary world here in Nigeria, someone was caught during a robbery. And they go to pray. And you hear them say a statement like, "It is the devil." But the question is it always the devil? No. Something spoke before the devil existed called self. It do what the devil can do. Meaning that a man can afflict himself and it will look like the devil is afflicting him. Father, give me victory over myself. Give me victory over me. Give me victory, total victory. Come on, no suka baladesh. I am a man teko mbroko baladi ya teko siyata. Mande com rocobaladisha.
O bagopo na loa e cu. O bei cu me chegou. O bagopo na loa e cu. O bei cu me chegou. E ye me wa ninu re. E ye me wa ninu re. Mori ye ba. Ayo mi ku. Iku oro reda. Isa oku egon reda. Iku oro reda. Isa oku ishegon reda. O bakokoro lowo iku. O be iku mini shegon. O bakokoro lowo iku. O be iku mini shegon. Iye mi wa ninu re. Iye mi wa ninu re. Mori ye ba ayo mi ku. Imole Deo okukun barada. Imole Deo okukun barada. Imole Deo okukun barada. Imole Deo okukun barada. Imole
Amen. Now, look up. When God saw what that old serpent did to the head that God created, there was something God had to do differently this time around. He didn't start from the beginning anymore. He started from the end. He called light first before bringing man. The new man is not fighting for victory. His reference point is from victory. Mean that I am in a warfare, but I know through Christ who lives, I am more than conqueror. I am not trying to win. I am on the side of victory. That is where I live from. That is my domain. I win perpetually. That is my nature. Lift your hands and give God praise for his victory. I have victory over sickness, victory over death, victory on all sides. Take over.
What's the next side of life? Ever permitted?
Christ had a glimpse of life. You're the light that makes my face shine bright. As I look your face, I become alive. What is darkness at the side of life? The chorus and the beams of light. You're the light that makes my face shine bright. As I look your face, I become light. If all I do, oh, cool, cool, paradise. If all
challenge you're going through is because of enemies of your father's house or mother's house. Let me say this to you. From the moment you give your life to Christ, you're a new creature. All things have passed away. All things are new. Meaning that you belong more to the family of Christ than your father's house. Ah, You are not broke. You are the prosperous trying to be broke. You are not sick. You are the ill trying to walk in sickness. So, and that's why everything Jesus came to do at the prefix re, restoration, redemption. Because they had been done. Just came to re-amend them. Put man in place. God made everything perfect. If there's anything representing sickness here this morning, be it tumor, be it any kind of appendicitis, any kind, chronic headache, cramps, ulcer, any kind, high blood pressure, in the name that is above all names, I command them, get up now! I command, get up now! Now, let me tell you something. Look up. There are three approaches to healing. There is healing through the healing anointing. There is healing through faith. And there is healing through authority over sickness. I love that last one. Because I discovered early in ministry that I didn't have the healing anointing. This man has the healing anointing. The pastor has the healing anointing. I didn't have the healing anointing. But I have authority. And that's why when I go for meetings, I pray simply. Very, very simple prayers. Yeah. A lady was healed in Mina this last week. She had lumps in her breast. It dissolved immediately. Just 1 minute declaration. Pray. Listen, you are the one that think it will take time before they go. But with fear and trembling, they will leave their hidden places. Anything that does not look like Jesus, that the enemy has been using to afflict you, I stand on the authority of God's word and I command them, get out now. In the name of Jesus. From now onward, you will exercise your authority over sickness, over pain, over lack, over the economy of this nation. You will win on all sides. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Now, if somebody has been blessed, can you please celebrate Jesus? Please do that well. Do it better, do it better, do it better, do it better. Celebrate Jesus. Keep celebrating Him. Hallelujah.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.